working on several different levels and with several different people. And like I say, it's no secret. We say the same thing every year. We mean it. It's no secret that we try to keep and maintain our own guys as much as possible. We feel like that's a good investment for the organization. We feel like we have, especially if we have good people like we do, we'd like to do that, and we're trying to do that.
Would you consider the tag if you can't get a deal done?
Wouldn't speculate on anything like that.
How important was it for you to see a year like this from him going into this process?
Randall's Randall. He's the same guy all the time. He missed some time the year before with an injury, but he's been a pretty good player since the day he showed up.
Ted, you gave your standard answer to that guy who isn't familiar with your standard answer about priorities. You said that you want to re-sign all your guys. Financially, are you in a position with your cap space to re-sign a good portion of those? I know you can't get them all, but do you feel good about where you're at?
Right. Well, you just never know. You can't really look at the whole pile. You take everything that you got to do, every single task, you separate it, you put it in a little section, and you go at it. And that's the way we do it, and we add it up at the end. You can't get involved with, look at all this stuff we have to do, or the big picture. You have to go at it, small picture. We got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do this. And that's what we're trying to do.
What did St. Brian at the kind of season he had after back-to-back season and the injuries do for your view of him?
Brian has always been a good player for us, and he had a good year, and he's another player that we'd like to have back.
For continuity, how important is it to keep that offensive line together and let them grow together?
Well, we think that's nice. We haven't really thought of it in that respect, but we'd like to keep all of our guys together.
Ted, you said up there it was mostly Mike's decision on the play calling. Did you push him in that way in any way?
No. No, we don't discuss things like that. I say that. We discuss all sorts of things, but the minute details of the coaching, that sort of thing, I leave it up to Mike. I think that's a good decision on my part.
Ted, but when we all make life-changing decisions, we want to talk to people about it.
Yeah.
Did he bounce the idea off of you?
Sure, a little bit, to some degree, yep.
Did you in any way say, do you really think you need to do that, or, I mean, did you talk it?
Well, yeah, no, we had a nice conversation, yeah. It wasn't, he didn't come to me to be challenged, and I didn't try to challenge him. We just talked it out. Just like any two friends would, you know. And it's an important setup, you know, how the team is treated, how the access to the head coach, what the different jobs of each one of the coaches is. That's a big thing to kind of work out, and he worked it out, and we'll see. And it's not anything, and I think he'll probably tell you, it's not anything, a lot of this stuff is not necessarily set in stone. It's, you know, we'll try something. If all of a sudden something needs to be tweaked or something, we'll do that. And I'm not suggesting it is. I just don't think you should get too worked up about what we're doing.
Ted, after 2013, Tremont Williams in particular said he needs some veteran, maybe some extra veterans. You signed Julius Peppers last year. Did you detect more veteran leadership this past season, and is that a positive for a team like yours? So.
I think we had fine leadership this season. I think we've had fine leadership in the past. I never felt there was any sort of dearth of leadership on the part of the Packers. We got a good locker room, strong leaders, and good veteran players.
Ted, how do you balance, though? I mean, signing veterans, keeping veterans, and yet taking a step ahead and staying young as you have in your space?
Well, you just go at it. You take every position, every player, every roster spot one by one, and you chip away.
When you came so close, does that kind of inch you toward the veteran side at all?
No, it's not. It's we do what we do. We're going to try to use this draft class to add some youth and vitality and energy to our group. We're also, if we can, try to hang on to our veterans, and if we can, add some veteran leadership from outside the organization.
When you attack the first round of the draft, is it hard whenever you're near the bottom of the first round, as opposed to other teams who don't enjoy as much success on the field?
It's difficult to sit and I forget where we're at, 30 or something like that, and watch 29 players come off the board. That's hard to do.
Ted, how did you personally handle being so close to getting back to the Super Bowl?
I'm sorry?
How did you personally handle being so close to getting back to the Super Bowl, the game ending how it did?
That's a hard thing. It's a hard thing for our players. It's a hard thing for our organization, all that. But at the same time, we're done with that. I appreciate the question, but we're not going to, you know, lay in that too much longer. We're moving on.
The last 2 years, Brent Jennings has left in free agency. James Jones has left in free agency. Is Randall Cobb different? Is he a guy that you absolutely must have on the team?
Right, I can't speak to those other fellas, but Randall's one of the guys that we would like to have with our team, yeah, just like several others.
Hey, Ted, the two most successful free agent signings you've had, two guys who are essentially long-term veterans who are on the market looking for jobs, do you expect that type of player to be available again this year? Is that the kind of guy you're focusing on?
Not necessarily. You don't know what you don't know yet, Tom, in this sort of thing, especially in that grouping. You have a little bit more ability to predict in the unrestricted free agent market, but with that grouping, you just never know what another team's going to do. We try to be prepared for it. We try to take advantage of those opportunities. It just so happened those two players happened to fit what we were kind of looking for last year. At the same time, they became available last year. I think we're trying to bring all of our players back.
Ted, last year you had a lot of rookies that contributed. Ted, you had a lot of rookies that contributed right away last year. When you're in the NFC Championship game and it's close to getting the Super Bowl, you look at this as your opportunity to maybe get over, you know, get into the Super Bowl or make that impact again. Is this the time of the year that you relish?
Well, no, yeah. I mean, we like to try to make our team better. We're going to do whatever we can to make our team better. Hopefully, we can do that in the draft class and adding these young men. Hopefully, we can do it keeping our own guys. Hopefully, we can do it maybe picking off a veteran or two.
Ted, how do you factor in Jordy Nelson when negotiating with Randall Cobb just because it's an easily comparable thing? Who's getting paid more? Who's getting paid less?
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of dynamics to negotiation contracts and the value of players and that sort of thing. I've never proposed that I'm an expert at it, but there are people that are, and we look into things like that. But the fact of the matter is both those guys are good football players, and we'd like to have them both on our team.
Ted, what is the key factor in developing the relationship you have with your coach as far as the draft and just acquiring talent, especially when one guy technically has final say and the other? Why does that work so well for you guys? What's the key factor in developing the relationship?
Well, I think it's a system that's set up there before I was there. It was set up that way in the Ron Wolf era. And like I said on the podium, everybody has their job. Everybody understands their job. It's laid out long before anybody's hired. It's like, this is what the general manager does. This is what the head coach does. This is what this guy does. So I think it works well because everybody understands where we are.
But is any of it to what degree is it personality driven that you just get along with?
Yeah, oh yeah, Mike and I, yeah, we get along really good. Yeah, and I understand because you know everybody wants to do the right thing and everybody thinks this, they have the idea that's going to put us over the top or something like that. Sometimes you have disagreements, and we understand that. Mike and I both understand that. We're not afraid of voicing those disagreements. We're not going to do it throughout the building, but we're going to talk to each other and say, you know, we got to work this out. But we do that like grown men.
Ted, when you have an established quarterback in the league, do you yourself select the quarterback in the draft just because, you know, you can address all the positions and make that position mistaken?
No, I don't think so. I think you weigh the cost of a draft pick, the investment that you have to make for that, and then try to figure out if that's the right guy to take at that particular spot, just like any other position.
Has it been sort of concerted or I guess the plan not to take a quarterback over the past 3 years now?
Not necessarily, no. We actually, you know, and Mike does too, because Mike's a quarterback guy, you know, so we like dabbling in the quarterback business. It just hasn't worked out that way.
Ted, you love the pick at the end of the draft every year, 32nd or at 30. In what ways is it harder to be good at the bottom of every round? I know you want to have success, but doesn't it make it tougher sitting all the way to the bottom?
Well, I mean, you're behind a lot of people, but you find ways to overcome it. You know, there are guys, and you can go through our draft. Sometimes, you know, I might be better off picking all of them in the 34th and 5th rounds instead of the first round. So you just never know how it's going to work out.
Ted, you guys have the luxury of Aaron not playing him right away. Are those days gone? It seems like all these quarterbacks are now forced to play right away. Is that, you think that's the way it's going these days?
Well, it certainly seems to be trending that way, that they play early. We were very fortunate. I'm sure it drove Aaron crazy, but we were very fortunate. We had the situation we had. And I think it's, you know, it's unfortunate that maybe some of the guys don't have that luxury, that they're forced to play early.
Ted, more, please. Ted, how closely are you monitoring Guyon's legal situation? Is there any scenario in which now he would return to the team?
Monitoring, it's good work.
You say you want all your guys back, but with his arrest, does that impact how you feel about having LaTroy back and bring
Yeah,
back?
There's a lot of water that'll have to go under the bridge before we can figure all that out. We'll defer that question. That'd be speculation.